locked behind closed doors in the air-conditioned basement of the Frank F. Fossey Municipal Building, is the brain of the city's information technology system, a million-dollar mainframe computer that's only 8 months old.
This machine is state-of-the-art. That's not really the challenge.
Mark Wong, the city's chief information officer, says the modern 1,700-pound mainframe currently serves more than 9,000 users, incorporating antiquated programs and applications in the process.
The software that's running on the machine was written in a language called COBOL, which dates from 1959. But as time has gone on, technology has changed and most users are accessing information over the internet. This language doesn't really accommodate things like web browsers, and it's very difficult to change the software.
The mainframe stores all of the county's data relating to driver's licensing, motor vehicle and voter registration, and state identification. It's also linked to other states and federal agencies through a private secured network. The data represents well over a million lines of code that must be rewritten using modern language, as well as so-called business logic embedded in the programs. Mainframe Applications Manager Wade Isobe explains.
For instance, it depends on your age, how long you can have your driver license for. And so, you know, the clerks out there, they just punch in a date of birth and the system will automatically calculate your age and how much we're going to charge you.
Running 1959 software also requires the use of old wiring, converters, and controllers to interface with other systems or to run printers made in the 1970s. Operations manager Mike Domai points to a remnant from hardware history.
Floppy disk, that's right. Only for these kind of machines, they require floppy disk, a 5 1/4 inch floppy, in order for it to come up. It's kind of scary, huh?
Yeah.
As city programmers convert the software, Domai says it will be possible to use modern internet protocols as well as fiber optic and wireless technology. Right now, Domai says options are limited.
It's cumbersome not only to get parts, but from the standpoint, you know, if we want to change printers, we're very limited by using those kind of old technology type printers, yeah?
CIO Wong says he hasn't figured out the full conversion process yet, but it's his number one priority. The original COBOL programmers all retired a long time ago, and he wants to finish the transition before the department's knowledge base is gone. Wong says it could take 5 to 10 years to complete without additional resources, but it's something that must be done.
It will be much better. We'll be able to add new features. For example, if a name field is 30 characters and we want to make it 40 characters, it'll probably take 2 seconds. We won't have to rewrite any software. If we do that on the old system, I'd say it would probably take weeks.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.